We are in page Nun Dalet Amud Bet. We were talking about miracles that happened to Am Yisrael. If a man walks in an area that miracles happened in that area to Am Yisrael, he should say Bracha. And the Gemara gave us a Mishnah, gave to us few examples, and now we're mentioning one after the other and we are explaining what was the miracle over there. So there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines from the top of the page. Avne al-Gavish, stones of al-Gavish. My Avne al-Gavish, what are those stones of al-Gavish? Tana, we learned in a Braita. Avanim she'amdu, it's stones that stopped, stood, means they stopped in the air while they were flying down, suddenly they stopped. Al-Gav Ish, because on the back of one man. What it means? It means because of one man. Al-Gavish, Al-Gav-Ish. Stones of Al-Gavish, they're learning from it. Al-Gav-Ish, on the back of a man. Means that they stop in heaven, in the sky, because of a certain man, because of a certain merit. Ve-Yardu, and when they came down, finally, Al-Gav-Ish, because of one man, someone else. And now they're explaining. Amdu Al-Gav-Ish, they stopped, stood on the because of one man. Ze Moshe, it's Moshe. Dichtiv, because it's written. Ve-Ha-Ish Moshe Anav Me'od, the man Moshe is very humble. So we see that the word man been used in that, on those stones, and also Moshe, we're calling him a man, Ish. So Moshe, he is the man. Uchtiv, and it's written in the wall that, let's see, on the wall that was there was a war, 5 kings of the Emorim joined, gathered themselves to fight with Am Yisrael in Gibeon, and Yehoshua and Am Yisrael came to defend Gibeon. This is the second part. The first part, when Moshe, oh, it's written here, but Gimel, where is it written? Just the source of it. What? So, Uchtiv, let's see soon. Vayachdelu hakolot, it's written that the voices stopped. והברד ומטר, and the I say ברד, ברד,
hail.
What?
Hail.
Hail, and the rain stopped. לא ניתח ארצה, it haven't came down. If there was rain and there was hail and it didn't came down, means that it was, so it means that it stopped. If it didn't come down, means that it stopped somewhere. If there was no rain, alright, we understand. But it's not what it's written. It's written that the hail and the rain didn't come down, so it stopped. So this is the first situation, that those stones stopped. It stopped and wait. On Moshe Rabbeinu, but I'm looking for
Moshe.
No, they stopped in the beginning for one man, it's Moshe, and then when they in the end finally came down, it was because of Moshe Rabbeinu.
I think they're talking about the plague of hail.
No. Yes?
It's in parentheses. So when Moshe prayed for the plague of hail to end, and it was Exodus, 9:33.
What's that, 9:33?
That's a footnote. That's referencing it. When Paro asked Moshe to stop the plague of hail.
So then, all right, wonderful. I thought that it was also because I thought maybe that it was also in the same place, but here it's written here, the stones of hail that been created to revenge from the Egyptians, the enemies of Israel, they kept and been saved to revenge the enemies of Israel in two wars that are going to be in the future. מאמורים במלחמת יהושע, from the אמורים in the war of Yoshua, like we just soon gonna learn, ומגוג ומגוג במלחמתם לעתיד לבוא, and in the future to come also against גוג ומגוג. Okay. רבי נתן said that when he read מגילת סתרים of רבנו הקדוש, רבנו wrote a scroll, hidden scroll, secret scroll, that over there he explained that everything, what's going to be in the future, mamash, all of the history, very precise. And Rabbi Natan heard it from him, and he said that he didn't saw Gog Umagog in the future to come. So he explained that the war of Gog Umagog, it means epikorsut. It's war of minds, of kfirot against Hashem Yitbarach. This is the last war. The last war, we're not talking about blood spilled and war and stones and swords and I don't know what. On Am Yisrael, nothing like that. Only spiritual war. This is what the Rabbi Natan explained. This is the last war.
So are we in the war now? I mean,
yes, deep inside the battle. Look how wounded I am. You cannot see? You cannot see how wounded I am? Okay, so this is how those stones of hail stopped in heaven. Yardu al gav ish came down after a while. Ze Yoshua, this is Yoshua. Dichtiv, that it's written. Kach lecha et Yoshua bin Nun. Take for yourself Yoshua bin Nun. Hashem is saying to Moshe, Ish asher ruach bo, a man that have spirit inside of him. So the verse is defining Yoshua also as a man, Ish. Uchtiv, and it's written. Vayhi ben nusa mipene bnei Israel, and it happened when they ran away, the Emorim. When they ran away from Am Israel, Hem bemorad bet choron, they were running the hill of bet choron, Vehashem hishlich alehem avanim gedolot, and Hashem was throwing on them huge stones. Even, all right, this is another miracle, that when people are walking down the hill of Bet Choron and see those huge stones, boulders over there, he should say, Baruch Shasa Nisim Laavotenu, Barakom Azeh. Thank you, Hashem, that you made miracles to our fathers in that place. Even Shebikesh Og Melech Habashan, the stone that Og, the king of Habashan, the Bashan, to throw on Am Israel, Lizrok Al Israel, Gemara Gamire La. We received it, we learned it in a tradition, we received the information on that story in a tradition. Amar, that Og said to himself, Machane Israel, Kama Have, what's the size of the camp of Am Israel? Tlata Parse, three parsaot. How much it's three parsaot? Three parsaot on three parsaot. It's So one parsa is between 3.85 kilometers to 4.65 kilometers. So let's say something like 4 kilometers. This is one parsa. So the camp of Am Yisrael was 12 kilometers on 12 kilometers square. So he saw that. He asked himself, what's the size of the camp of Israel? Tlata parse, three parsaot. Ezil ve'i akar tura. I'm going to go, he said to himself, and going to uproot a mountain. Bar tlata parse, that his size is going to be three parsaot, something like 12 kilometers. Ve'ishde alayhu, and I'm going to throw it on them. Ve'iktelinhu, and I'm going to kill them all. Chas v'shalom. Azal, he went. Akar tura, uproot a mountain. Bartlata parse, that his size was three parsaot. Ve'ayte al reishe, and he was holding it like that on his head, walking with that huge mountain on his head toward the camp of Am Yisrael. Ve'ayte kudsha berichu, and came HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aile kamtze, brought ants, small ants, that poor, small, weak animal called an ant. He brought them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unkavuha, and they made holes, huge holes in that gigantic mountain. Venachit betzavare, and it fell down on into his neck. They made a hole the size of the head of Og Melech HaBashan above his head, and then all of that mountain that he was holding it on his head fell down on his face until his neck, and covered his face, all of his head. Hava ba'ele mishlefe, so he wanted to lift it up, to take it up above his head. He wanted to see. Mashche shine lehai gisa ulhai gisa. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu bent his teeth to that direction and to that direction. He made his teeth come out, and they were holding, they stuck inside the mountain. To that direction means up, and to that direction means down, and he couldn't move it from his face. He stuck with that mountain, stuck in his face. Kadosh Baruch Hu bent his teeth out and stuck them into the mountain, and Og was standing, smiling. He said cheese with his teeth out, couldn't move. Vehainu dechtiv, and this is what the verse is saying. Velo matze lemishlefen, he couldn't took it out. Vehainu dechtiv, and this is what it's written. Shine reshaim shibarta, the teeth of wicked people you were breaking. Uchde Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and like the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, my dechtiv shine reshaim shibarta. What's the meaning of that verse, the teeth of wicked people you were breaking? Al tikri shibarta, don't say shibarta, that you were breaking them. Ela shirbavta, just say shirbavta. What it means shirbavta? Lesharbev, it's to throw something out. If you have a rope and you want to bring it down from your porch to the first floor, so you are mesharbev et hachevel, you are taking it down like that. It falls from itself, but you're letting it go down. This is what's called lesharbev. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his teeth out like that. He was taking his teeth out instead of breaking them, because he wasn't breaking them, he was just twisting them out. So actually it was like shirbev otam, he was taking them out, and they went into that mountain. Moshe kama hava, the Gemara is asking, what was the height of Moshe Rabbeinu? Eser amot, 10 amot. 10 amot, it's something like 3 meters. Sheva, Eser amot with his hands up. This is what it means. And with his axe, when he's holding his axe. When Moshe Rabbeinu was standing straight, lifting his hands up in the air, and he was holding a very long axe in his hand, like that, he was 10 amot height. 10 amot, it's something like 3 meters. I don't know why they're not writing that. Every amah and amah. Just that you're going to know, there is another Gemara that it's written in Iruvin that Rabbi Bar Bar Chana testified that he saw that place of the 12 kilometers of the 3 parsaot that Og Melech HaBashan uprooted the mountain from and wanted to throw. He saw that place. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana testified, I saw that place, ra'iti et oto hamakom, v'u ben shalosh parsaot al shalosh parsaot. And it was 3 parsaot on 3 parsaot. You have testimony. If you couldn't believe the Gemara until now, so now you have the testimony of Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. All right. Is it written for you what's the size of every amma? We have to have a genius, a rabbi in this class, someone to teach us the Gemara. Amma, the size of amma, exactly how much is
that? I thought amma was half a meter.
Half a meter, so it's 5 meters
from here to here, right?
So it's something like, yes, but there is no exact. So 10 amot, it's 5 meters. So Moshe's height was something like 3 meters, and his hands another meter, and that axe another meter. And it's 5, something like that altogether. So, Moshe kamahave 10 amot, shakil narga bar 10 amin, and he was holding an axe that his size was also 10 amot, 10 amot also. Shavar 10 amin, he jumped 10 amot also. So he was 5 meters. And he was holding an axe of another 5 meters. And he was jumping 5 meters high. Umechaye bekarsule bekatle. And he hit Og Melech HaBashan in his heel and killed him. So you see what the size of Og Melech HaBashan was, so huge that Moshe Rabbeinu is reaching 15 meters in the air and is only in the heel of Og Melech HaBashan. Wonderful. So this is the second place, the second miracle of that we saw today. Ve'even sheyashav aleha Moshe, and a stone that Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting on it when he was praying in the war of or against Amalek, that Yeshua was fighting in the valley against Amalek. Dichtiv, it's written. Vide Moshe kvedim, and the hands of Moshe were very heavy. Vayikhu even, and they took a stone. Vayasimu tachtav, and they put it under him. Vayeshev aleha, and he sat on that stone.
Couldn't
hold his hands up
because he was so tall, so they put him up, so he had to sit so they
could
hold his hands up.
No, just that it was heavy for him to hold his hands in the air all day long, but he didn't have no choice, because always when he was lifting his hands in the air, Am Yisrael were winning, and when he was taking them down, so they were losing. So he was not allowed to be tired, but his hands were heavy, so he had to have support. So Aaron and Hur, they were standing on the two sides of him. One was holding that hand and one was holding that hand, that he's going to be able to pray. Like that Rav Shalom said, that rock is reminding us the miracle of the war against Amalek. It's not the stone that is a miracle. The stone, to see that stone, going to remind us that there was a war against Amalek and we won because of the prayers of Moshe Rabbeinu, because of the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu.
But why did they bring the stone? For him to sit.
For him to sit, yes.
Why did he have to sit?
Because he was tired, you say? He was tired.
Why did he have to sit?
He was tired.
No.
His hands were heavy.
Because they couldn't reach his hands.
Maybe. I don't know. You know the height of Moshe, of Aaron. You know the height of Aaron. You know the height of Hur. I don't know. He was his older brother. He's saying that he was shorter.
No, he was taller.
I don't know.
It's like,
I don't know.
Smiling.
It's written.
The footnote's saying that Moshe was unable to keep his hands outstretched the entire day.
It doesn't written about his height, but maybe we don't know. It doesn't written. Like Rav Shalom says last week in Wednesday, he said, really, I need you to pray on me a lot. Please pray on me. I know that you think that I'm arrogant, but still, I really need you to pray on me. I need a lot of prayers now. That's what he said. Always when people are hearing the Rav is saying, pray on me, they start to think, oh, Rav is doing big things, important things, and it's help. So, alright, so he's saying, you know, I know that you think that I'm arrogant, that I'm always praising myself and praising. Say praising. But the truth is that really I need prayers. So, Moshe Rabbeinu, he needed help. He needed them to hold his hands. When we're praying on him, it's like we're holding his hands. When we're praying on someone that is praying, so it's like that we're holding his hands in the air. We give him power to pray, to keep on doing his good job.
When we pray, I mean, if someone's not praying with a smile, it's okay if you're concerned. What prayer is the most effective?
Rabbeinu said that when someone is praying with music, with a certain tune to Hashem Yitbarach, so it's like that he's dressing the Shechina with royal garments. And then for sure that the king is accepting those prayers. The king have to accept, like that it's written on Esther, but Ilbash Esther Malchut, and then Achashverosh, because he saw that she was dressed so well, so honorable, so he accepted her. So exactly the same, when we're praying with music, also the Shmona Esrei, Shem, Sotai Tiftach, everyone should have a certain... Rav Shalom said, I have nigunim, tunes, that I'm singing my Shmona Esrei, that I will never gonna sing it out loud, that someone gonna hear it, because it's my way of singing Shmona Esrei to Hashem Yitbarach. Everyone should have a certain lachan, tune, that is singing the prayers for Hashem Yitbarach. And when you're praying like that with music, so then the prayers are rising in the best way, the most wonderful way to Hashem Yitbarach, and he cannot refuse to prayers like those. Rabbeinu wrote in the Likutei Moharan. Alright. Even Shiashav Alea Moshe, Dichti, Veide Moshe Kvedim, the hands of Moshe were heavy, Veikhu Even, and they took a stone, Vayasimu Tachtav, and they took it under him, Vayeshev Alea, and he sat on that stone. Veishto Shel Lot, also, just that Avram, it's gonna sound logic for you, if they're gonna have to lift their hands also to hold the hands of Moshe, their hands also gonna be tired. So you have to see that it's going to be comfortable for them to hold his hands. Because if not, so they won't be able to do that also. Even if he's not that tall. Alright. V'ishto shel Lot, and the wife of Lot, like that we said, sheneemar, that it's been written, v'tabet ishto me'acharav, that she was looking behind him. This was her sin. Her sin wasn't that she was looking back. She was looking behind him. She was checking after him. Maybe she was blaming him. She was thinking bad thoughts about Lot. But I bet ishto me'achorav, she was looking behind him. It's his fault because of him, because of what that he done. She was blaming him. This is why she becomes to be Netziv Melech. Not because she was looking back. If she would look back after herself and was doing tshuva, it was all good. But she was looking after her back of her husband, she was blaming him. This is why she'd been cursed like that. But he Netziv Melech, and she became to be like a statue of salt. V'chomat Yericho shenivle'a, and the wall of Yericho that had been swallowed in the earth, in the ground, dichtiv, vatipol achoma tachtea, it's written that the wall fell under itself. Tachtea means under itself. It means that it had been swallowed. It went just straight down. It wasn't falling to the sides. It wasn't collapsing to the sides. Nothing can collapse straight down if it's not swallowing down, if it's not being mamash going down straight. Even when something is collapsing, it's collapsing a little bit even to the sides. It has to be. It doesn't have a place to contain it in its own place if the lower part wasn't going down. So here it's written, "Vatipol achoma tachteha." It went under itself. Means that it's been swallowed down. So now the Gemara is asking, Bishlama, okay, we can understand Kul Hu Nisa, all of those miracles that were good for Am Yisrael. Ela Ishto Shel Lot, but on the wife of Lot, Poranuta Hu, it was something bad that happened. It wasn't a miracle. It was an unnatural thing that happened. You're right, that a woman became to be like a statue of salt. Alright, it was against nature. But is it something that we should bless Hashem that made miracles to our fathers when we were going in that place? It was something bad that happened, that poor woman died like that in a weird way.
How did you translate Me'acharav? Why did she look behind her husband?
It's written, Vatabet Ishto, Me'acharav, not Me'achareha.
Yeah, no. So why did she do that? Why Me'acharav?
Where I learned it from, or
what did you say?
That she was looking behind him, her husband, Lot.
He must have been behind her. Or
I was explaining a spiritual. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, look, if now you touch that, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will not gonna punish you. Because you touched it. Why you touched it? Only crazy parents are doing that to their children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doing things like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kudsha Baruch Hu, Li Babai. He's looking for the heart. So if her heart was straight, even if she would look only to the behind of her, only to the back, nothing would happen to her if her heart was pure. But something was wrong with her actions, with her thoughts, with her will. This way she was punished so harsh. So what was that? The verse is saying, Vatabet Ishto Me'achorav, that she was looking behind him. What it means looking behind him? That she was blaming him, that she was looking how he brought them to that situation, that now all of her son-in-laws died over there, and that their cities burned, and she had to run away, and it's all because of him, and she was blaming her husband. It's not right. But she wasn't looking behind herself. She wasn't looking.
That's the miracle.
What was the miracle?
That Lot got rid of his wife.
That was the miracle. I think they brought you mamash in a different generation. You were supposed to be in the generation of the Tanaim and Amoraim. You need to write your chidushim mamash between the lines.
Yeah, that's right.
To put a column just for you in the side won't be enough.
All my life I saw the word Acharav. She looked behind herself. She looked back.
Everyone.
It doesn't say that.
No, it doesn't. Everyone are explaining. She was looking behind. But why behind him? This is the problem. People are blaming others in their issues, in their problems in life. Were you doing something like that, Chas v'Shalom? Never. This is why you couldn't see it. Yes?
So in one of the different shiur we're talking about that, like in Chatzos it says it's our sins, but we're also saying that Hashem
is doing
the blame is on, yeah, it hasn't worked.
It's worked that we are part of the Shechina Kedosha. We are part of Hashem. So we are Hashem. Just we need to understand that Am Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are one. If we're sinning, it's Him that is in those places.
So remind me of this story, like we don't look back and blame, we just make a fresh start.
Right? Just doing tshuva and moving on. Tshuva and moving on. Hashem, I'm sorry. Don't let me do those things anymore. Please make me a righteous man, a holy man, smiling man. And moving on. Hoping for a better future. This is it. Don't look back. This is it. So, the Gemara is asking, how can it be that you're going to say bracha? I'm seeing that poor woman of Lot. The Amar, Baruch Dayan HaEmet. The answer is that on that situation, you will not going to say, Shasa Nisim La'avotenu, that made miracles to our fathers. Just in that situation, you're going to say, Baruch Dayan HaEmet. You're going to justify justice and the judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that situation. V'ha-hoda'a v'shevach ketani. How can you answer that? But we were talking about thanks and praises to Hashem Yitbarach. Suddenly you're changing one of all of that list. All of that list, we're talking about praises. And only that one in the middle of the list, it's not even the last one. The last one was the wall of Yericho that had been swallowed down on the ground. So how can you say that that one is different than all of the others and he's in the same list and not even the last one? Tane, so he's answering, Al Lot ve'al Ishto, we have another Braita that is explaining that. And in that Braita it's written, on Lot and on his wife, Al Lot ve'al Ishto, mevarchim shtaim, we're blessing two. When a man coming to that salt woman, he is supposed to say two blessings. Al ishto omer baruch dayan haemet. On the wife of Lot, he's gonna say baruch dayan haemet. Ve'al Lot omer, and on Lot he is saying baruch zocher et hatzadikim. Blessed is the one that remembers the righteous people. The one that remembers the righteous people, it wasn't on Lot at all. It was on Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu saved Lot. Lot haven't saved himself. Lot wasn't righteous. Just because of the merit of Avraham Avinu, and because of the merit of David HaMelech that was supposed to come out of Lot, because David HaMelech came from Ruth HaMoaviyah, and Ruth HaMoaviyah came from Moab, and Moab he is from the daughters of Lot, Moab, that were with their father, the poor daughters of Lot, Ammon hu Moab, right? Bnei Ammon and the Bnei Moab, those two nations, are the babies of the two daughters of Lot that were with their father in the night that they thought that all of the world been destroyed, and they've been with their fathers. So Archav Shalom explained that, and he said the devil, the Yetzer Hara, he wouldn't let David HaMelech come to this world. He was doing everything to be against David HaMelech, that David will not going to be able to come. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to hide David HaMelech and to bring him from such a low place, from a nation that her source is coming from such a low place. And only like that he could escape him out, to bring it, to escape him out from David HaMelech. His poor soul had to go through so much suffering. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afilu bishat kaso shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Even in the time that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is angry, zocher et hatzadikim. Still, he remembers the righteous people. When we are angry, we forget everything. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even when he's angry, he remembers the righteous people. Shenemar, that it says, "Vayhi b'shachet Elohim et arei hakikar." When Hakadosh Baruch Hu was destroying the cities of the Kikar, I say,
a plane.
Kikar, plane. Vayizkor Elohim et Avraham, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elohim, it's name of judgments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remembered Avraham. He remembers Avraham, he didn't remember Lot, he remembered Avraham. וישלח את לוט מתוך ההפכה וגומר. And he took Lot out from the mess, from the balagan. וגומר. Wonderful. Rashi. Rashi. Boy side. Rashi. Where are you? אשר נתן לשבת ער ואשד שפך אשר נתן לשבת ער שעמדו that they were standing באוויר in the air לא ניתח ארצה didn't came down to the ground לא הגיע לארץ the stones of hail didn't come to the earth לארץ אלא עמדו באוויר just they were standing in the air מחנה ישראל כמה הוות לטה פרסה The camp of Am Israel, how, what's the size of it was? 3 parsaot. Og chashav ken belibo. Og thought that in his heart. Machane Israel, the camp of Am Israel, tlata parse, 3 parsaot, long. Dichtiv, because it's written, vayachanu mi bet hayeshimot, that they were parking, they were camping from bet hayeshimot, place that calls bet hayeshimot, עד אבל השיטים until a place that calls אבל השיטים ואמר רבא בר בר חנה and רבא בר בר חנה said לדידי on myself he was testifying חזילי ההוא דוכתה I saw that place והבה תלת הפרסה אורקה ותלת הפרסה פוטיה and his אורך length was 3 פרסאות and his width was 3 פרסאות Also, kamtze nemalim ants shirbavta leshon ishtarbu veishtarbuv yardu vegadlu lemata they went down and also they were growing hakadosh baruch hu length them were growing was growing those teeth that they gonna stuck deep inside of that mountain Moshe kama have 10 amin. What was the height of Moshe Rabbeinu? 10 amot. Sheharehu hekim et ha-mishkan. Because we know that he established the mishkan. Vedarshinan. And we learned. Hekim et atzmo lekomat ha-mishkan. He brought himself to the height of the mishkan. Uchtiv be, and it's written on it. 10 amot orech ha-keresh. 10 amot, the length of every pillar. Shavar, kafatz, lemala, jumped up. Bekarsule, kebilye, belaz. The heel. Veide Moshe kvedim, and the hands of Moshe were heavy. Veino yachol leposhtan kol hayom, and he could not spread them all day long, stretch them all day long. Ela im ken tomchim bizrotav, just only if they're gonna support his arms. Vayikhu even vayasimu tachtav, and they took a stone, a boulder, and put it under him. Tachtea, on the wall it's written tachtea, mashma bimkoma, means that it fell in his place. Ve'i efshar zo ela al yedei bli'ah, and it cannot happen with no other way except of being swallowed. דאמר ברוך דיין האמת תרוצהו The answer is that you should say ברוך דיין האמת when you see the wife of Lot זוכר את הצדיקים remember the righteous people שזכר את אברהם that he remembered אברהם This is it Thank you Hashem